Welcome to this interview with the new head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, Mr. David Shearer. Welcome to this first interview on Radio Maria, and also welcome to South Sudan.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here, and it's nice to have my entry point into South Sudan and Radio Maria.
Yes, and we are curious. Who is David Shearer?
Well, I won't give you the long version. I'll give you the short version. I'm a New Zealander, so my country, unlike South Sudan, is surrounded by water rather than other countries. So it's much simpler in many ways. I grew up in New Zealand. I've worked overseas for 20 years in various countries around the world, both with different humanitarian organizations, but more recently with the United Nations. And most recently in the Middle East, in West Bank, Gaza, Lebanon, and Iraq. But I also spent some time most recently in New Zealand as a member of parliament. So I was a political figure, an elected political figure. And for a time, I was the leader of the largest, the oldest party in New Zealand, the Labour Party, in parliament.
And probably you have picked up some words in Arabic when you were in the Middle East.
I did a little bit, but boy, it was pretty rusty. But I will say that one of the things that I remember most when I'm looking back in my life was a time when I was much, much younger in 1981, when I travelled to South Sudan. And it was a time when it was possible to travel on the Nile, and I took a boat with a couple of friends from Kosti, just south of Khartoum, and came down the Nile to Juba. So when I was told I had the job here, I was very curious to see how Juba had changed in that time. And I have to say, it bears no relation to what I remember. It's developed. It's bustling. It's got major traffic problems, which I don't remember from before.
There are a few cars.
So it certainly has developed a lot.
Yeah. So that brings me to the question about your impressions at your arriving in the country.
Well, first, the people of South Sudan that I've met, and that's the government officials, but just people that I've bumped into, have been incredibly welcoming. So the South Sudanese have a reputation of being welcoming and warm, friendly people, and that's certainly the impression that I've had so far. Mm. So I guess my first impressions is that this is a country with extraordinary potential, with wonderful people. It's a new country, and it's finding its way. And I guess from my point of view is it's a matter of looking at ways in which we can help the country along that journey.
Now you have come here as the head of the mission and succeeding the former head, Helen Margaret Loge. And you have met government officials, of course, and mm-hmm. I think you concluded with visiting and seeing the president. So from these visits, what do you see in terms of relationships between the mission and the government?
With all of the meetings that I've had with the sort of an order of the foreign minister, the vice president, the first vice president, the cabinet minister, and yesterday I spent a long period with President Kiir. I think my message was to them was that I'm coming from outside of the country. I'm new. I'm in listening mode. I want to hear what they've got to say and, you know, what their advice is. I'm also coming at a time when the head of the United Nations, the Secretary General Guterres, has come in. And I spoke to him on the phone a couple of nights ago, and he was at pains to express that he wanted to have a good relationship with President Kiir and with South Sudan. In some ways, it's a little bit of a new page for the UN and our relationship. Once again, all of the ministers and certainly the president, when I met him yesterday, were welcoming. They were warm. My message to them was that the UN here in South Sudan is here to help the country move forward. We respect the extraordinary fight and the journey that South Sudan has come to gain its sovereignty as a small nation. the way that it's run and the way the country's run is up to the government and its people. It's not something for the United Nations. We're here to support. And I think the success of that support will be when the UN comes to leave. Certainly the peacekeeping mission comes to leave. And it would be wonderful if we got to the point where we felt that we were no longer necessary. That, to me, would be the biggest indicator of my success here in the country, if I was able to do that.
So what would be like your first priorities, given the mandate you have?
Well, I'm very keen to travel to the regions of South Sudan. So before setting out an exact plan, I want to try and do that. So I'm heading up in north up into Malakal next week. I have a program of moving right around the country over the next month or so. But I guess the overall point that I would make is that the UN is here to support the South Sudanese people and to support a government of national unity to be able to move forward, to help bring peace and stability to the country, and then enable a lot of the good work that's going on here to be able to, you know, create the opportunities, the development opportunities that South Sudan needs. So there's some emergency and humanitarian things that we need to do first, but I would like to think that if we can get peace and stability in the country, then that humanitarian need will slowly disappear, and we can then move into some of the infrastructure projects, for example. I mean, President Kiir said to me, roads, major priority for him. We've got engineering battalions and as part of our peacekeeping mission.
Yeah.
They're working on the roads at the moment. I'd like to accelerate those because they are, you know, it's the lifeline, and it creates the business opportunities. Where you've got roads and infrastructure, then business follows.
Yeah. You've come after the July conflict,
yes,
and that has really shaken the peace agreement and shaken also the confidence of the world about the prospects of peace in the country. Then it was followed by the decision to deploy the RPF in the country, that mm-hmm. is the Regional Protection Force. Where are we at the moment?
Well, this is something exactly as you say. Following July, there was a decision by the Security Council to put in place here the RPF. It's a force which is here to create greater confidence for people to come back to Juba and create the conditions of stability. It's here to help the people to work alongside the government of South Sudan as well. We're in discussions, basically finalising some discussions on where and when and those sorts of things. So my expectation is it's imminent. When you're bringing in 4,000 people, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people behind the scenes putting an enormous amount of effort in. But from what I understand, the President said this to me yesterday, that certainly they are welcoming of it, and we'll just finalise the details.
And before the last, you will be heading to the African Union Summit in Addis Ababa. And what is there for the mission and for the UN community that is in the country at the moment?
Well, it's going to be an important place where, you know, African leaders from right across Africa come, and particularly from the region, come to one place. So it's a great opportunity to meet a number of people in a very short space of time. I mean, I think in some ways these summits are more important for the opportunities they have for communications than anything else. But having spoken to the Secretary General a couple of nights ago on the phone, he's keen to meet with President Kiir when he's there. So the Secretary General has met him on several times before in his previous role as the High Commissioner for Refugees. So he'll renew his contacts with President Kiir. And then there's another side meeting where the UN and the African Union and IGAD will meet and just discuss the possibilities of support to the peace process and where we go from here. So it's more of an opportunity to get some common positions.
As it will be the first time people might be hearing you speaking directly in an interview on the radio, what would you like to say, given the few days you have been here?
First, I'd like to say thank you very much to everybody who have given me such a warm welcome. I'm certainly going to do my best for the mission, for the UN, and for the most importantly, for the people of South Sudan. And I really look forward to working with everybody here to take us all forward.
Thank you very much, Mr. David Shearer, head of the UN mission in South Sudan. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.